Good morning, I'm John Carroll. It's Tuesday, July 16th. San Diego County Supervisor Tara Lawson Reamer is leading the charge against corporate landlords. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The National Weather Service says dangerous ocean swimming conditions and increased risk of rip currents at San Diego beaches are predicted this morning through Thursday. Waves could reach up to 7 feet today and tomorrow. Southwest-facing beaches in northern San Diego County will see the highest surf. The Weather Service recommends remaining out of the water to avoid hazardous swimming conditions. More than 10,000 amateur athletes are competing in the State Games of America in San Diego this week. The State Games of America is a biennial Olympic-style youth competition that features medalists from state games throughout the country competing in more than 20 sports. In 2020, the California State Games and San Diego Tourism Authority partnered on the successful bid to bring the games to San Diego. Opening ceremonies are scheduled for Friday at Pechanga Sports Arena. Winston, a western lowland gorilla at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park, has died due to a string of age-related conditions. He was 52 and was recognized as one of the oldest silverbacks in the world, according to the zoo. Winston was born in the wild and later came under the care of a private owner in England. The zoo and safari park took possession of Winston in 1984. His caretakers described him as representing the best of us and said his contributions to gorilla conservation will continue to improve the lives of great apes around the world for generations to come. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. Some San Diego renters say they're fed up with Blackstone, that's a private equity firm that owns thousands of local units. Now, one county supervisor is asking the board to take the company on. Reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
In front of the Bay Apartments in Pacific Beach, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment march against the building's landlord, Blackstone. Signs say things such as housing is a human right and gentrification kills. San Diego County Board of Supervisors Vice Chair Tara Lawson Reamer says in the 3 years since Blackstone acquired thousands of San Diego units, rents in some have increased 200% and that the company is engaged in illegal price fixing. She says it's time for local governments to fight back.
We're looking at basically bringing litigation against Blackstone, bringing legal action for their illegal behavior.
On Tuesday, the board will take up Lawson Reamer's proposal.
We're also going to be doing a deep dive to better understand exactly where and how many homes have been purchased and are being purchased looking forward by these big institutional investors.
In a statement to KPBS, Blackstone denies doing anything unlawful and says on average their San Diego properties rent for 20% cheaper than the market average. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
State officials are requesting the Poway placement of a man designated as a sexually violent predator be rescinded. Reporter Elaine Alfaro says residents gathered to protest the placement last Friday.
Keep Poway safe! Keep Poway safe! Keep Poway safe!
A crowd gathered at Garden Road Park, 2.5 miles away from the man's proposed home. Signs echoing their chants reading, "Keep our kids safe, no SVP," line the street. The San Diego Sheriff's Department says state officials requested to rescind that placement on Friday. It's unclear why the state made that decision. But Poway Mayor Steve Voss called it a victory.
What we thought would be a protest is a day of celebration. I'm going to give some of the...
This would be the third time the man's placement for housing, after serving time and receiving treatment, has been withdrawn. His attorney was not available for an interview. Voss organized Friday's rally. Pro bono attorneys have also volunteered to represent Poway to stop the placement. Hacumba resident Tanya Wilkins wishes her community had the resources for a similar effort.
We should be able to have big signs up around town like the other places do, because we would.
3 of the 14 people designated as sexually violent predators on conditional release in San Diego County are in Hacumba. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
One plan to reroute the train tracks along the North County coast would take them through the Del Mar Fairgrounds. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says the agency that runs the fairgrounds met on Monday to voice their opposition.
Sandak calls the plan Alternative A. It starts at the Solana Beach train station and runs through the Del Mar Fairgrounds before running next to the I-5 freeway. It's the route many Del Mar residents support, but it's opposed by Solana Beach and now by the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Carlene Moore is the CEO of the fairgrounds. She fears construction of this route could halt the county fair and horse races for 7 to 10 years.
We have about approximately a $680 million economic impact on this region, and we comprise about 40% of the city of Del Mar sales tax revenue base.
The fairgrounds is also telling Sandag they'll have to pause discussions of affordable housing on site until Alternative A is removed from consideration. Sandag is taking public comments through Friday. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
North County lifeguards got some much-needed skin cancer screenings on Monday at San Elijo State Beach. As North County reporter Alexander Wynn tells us, it's a reminder to put on sun protection.
Goodwin Pompa spends most of his time outdoors as a state lifeguard.
Our uniforms can be bathing suits only.
He works 40 hours a week, and that's a lot of sun exposure.
We're always outside.
Too much exposure to UV light is the cause of most skin cancers. That's why he participated in Monday's free skin cancer screening by Scripps Cancer Center. Scripps has been offering this service for more than 25 years. Dr. Benjamin Kelly is a dermatologist at Scripps Cancer Center.
Now, this is just a small token of our appreciation to our lifeguards.
He says San Diegans get a lot of sun exposure because of our love for the outdoors.
We're pretty much always in the sun in some respects. So it's really important to first of all be somewhat protective with the sun, so wear your sunscreen as much as possible.
He says people should also get checked for skin cancer by either their family doctor or dermatologist once a year. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Coming up, a film that finds humor in grieving. Arts reporter Beth Accomando chats with the director. We'll have that story just after the break. Filipino-American filmmaker H.P. Mendoza screened The Secret Art of Human Flight at the San Diego Asian Film Festival last year. It's returning to San Diego this Friday. Cinema junkie Beth Accomando spoke with the filmmaker last November.
Now, this film deals with death and grief and trying to work through that grief, but it's a film that is remarkably funny also. How do you tackle a film like this and play with those tonal shifts and make people laugh so much at something that can also be so difficult to deal with?
Well, I think there's a difference between making a comedy about death and making a movie about death that has comedic elements. I never want to be the death guy. I don't want to walk into a room and say, hey, everybody, let's commiserate about how horrible the world is. I will always attack everything with humor. I'm not making fun of anything. I think I'm honoring real feelings. But in that way that you know you're going to be okay when you're at a funeral and somebody cracks the first joke. I mean, the movie opens with a wake. It opens with a shiva. And within like 3 minutes, people are laughing. And I'm thinking, you know, if people laugh within those first 3 to 5 minutes, then we're doing something right.
Tell me what you're feeling.
Bad.
You feel bad?
I feel bad.
That's good. It's good that you feel bad.
Ben's just lost his wife, and his wife's friend comes over, and her advice to him:
you need to find a thing, something, anything. It can be mundane or it can be insane, but you just need to find a thing and see it through, okay?
Find a thing and see it through.
find a thing and see it through.
And what's great is that wasn't actually the line that was written. Maggie Grace showed up on set, and just being able to sit with Maggie Grace and talking about this, she was talking about her losses, and we were all talking about our losses, and we were all talking about how, you know, the only way out is through. Yeah, the idea that the only way out is through is accepting that there is another side to this, right? So in the meantime, do something else. Sometimes these things that may seem cliche end up resonating in a viewer's mind maybe decades later, right? Like if you are too cool for school, you might watch that scene and say like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. That's probably out of some self-help book. You know, Oprah probably said that. But when you get there, when you experience your loss and you do pick that thing and you see it through, hopefully it'll resonate.
And how would you describe this film to people? Because you mentioned the idea of genre, but it's a film that kind of crosses genres, mixes genre bends, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right. After a while, when people would say like, you know, is this a horror film? Is this a comedy? What is this? The answer was just yes. Whatever you think it is in the moment, it's that. Because the truth is, if you just say it's a comedy drama, that's fitting. But there are some supernatural elements to it, and there are some really trippy things to it. And I think instead of saying that this is a genre film, I like just saying that it's a comedy drama, because there are some people who probably would never watch a genre film that will get introduced to elements like that for the first time.
It is hard to find adjectives to describe your film, because it feels unique. But there's also something that comedy doesn't quite cover, which is this sense of, like, whimsy.
It's true, because The Secret Art of Human Flight, I don't think it's a laugh-out-loud comedy. I think it's funny. Yeah, the whimsy that makes people chuckle or laugh isn't necessarily comedic, right? Like, I think a lot of this is, it's a kind of unexpected lightness that you wouldn't expect to feel amongst all that death. So, yeah, I think, thank you for that. I'm going to take that from you. I'll attribute it to you. But I think you kind of gave me the language to talk about that now.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking about The Secret Art of Human Flight.
Thank you for having me on.
The Secret Art of Human Flight opens Friday at Digital Gym Cinema in the East Village. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us tomorrow to learn more about what's going on in your community. I'm John Carroll. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.